good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Our first Caribbean song for the week coming from Jerron Nurse, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago, with his latest track entitled Soul Service. Jerron has received multiple international gospel music awards, and he is a father, a husband, motivational speaker, and so much more. He is one of those influential voices in the Caribbean, and he loves ministry. He's very passionate about family and music. And I want you guys to check out his music on YouTube, man. He got some awesome videos, awesome song. This guy is doing big things in the Caribbean and all over the world. Many of you may not know of him, but there are a lot who do. But big up yourself, Jerron. Keep up the great work, man. Great music, all right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome an anointed, gifted singer who not only praises the Lord with the word, he many times ministers in song as well with the word. In recent years, producing and singing songs from Psalms and Proverbs and oh, so much great music. He's internationally loved, travels around the globe, fellowshipping with people all over. As everyone worships and just has a great time in the Lord, lifting up the Lord in the manifest presence of God. Todd Delaney. Welcome, Todd. How are you and your great family doing?
I'm wonderful, Mike. It's good to hear your voice, man. Glad to be here with you.
Oh, yes, man. Absolutely.
Hey, Todd, what's going on, man? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Todd, your music has impacted lives in the Bahamas, the Caribbean, Africa, and all over the world. You know, what inspires you to write songs that lead people into worship, and how do you stay connected to that purpose?
Oh, man, landlord. Well, I kind of realized a long time ago that if your music is not really producing the presence of God, then you're missing out on a lot of impact. And for me, the presence of God and what people can receive from being in God's presence means more than just bobbing your head or feeling good about a rhythm. So once I realized that, now when I'm writing music, I'm trying to write it with the idea in mind that this will produce a moment where people may cry out, they may get healed, they may get set free. And so it's bigger than just a feel-good music or a feel-good song. If I can get the presence coded in the song, I know that I got more than a hit. I got the potential for somebody to get whatever they need from the Father. And I think that's bigger than just a big song.
Most definitely, Todd. You know, that is so, so true. You know, it's all about feeding the inner man more than the physical man. And so you are right on point, man. Good word. Todd, there is a fan of yours, and he has a question for you.
This is Charles Moorer from Indianapolis, Indiana, in the USA. Todd, my question is this. Beyond music, how do you see ministry evolving? Are there any new projects or initiatives or ventures that fans should be looking out for? Thanks.
Yeah, so Pastor Moore, that's a great question that you have. So I see ministry evolving to more of a unorthodox style of approach in evangelism. And the reason why I say that is it's been evolving for quite some time now as far as what pastors wear and the radical approach that they have and we have to reaching the lost. And I think that it'll just continue to evolve in that direction because the way of the world is so raw now that in order to win the lost, you have to, you know, go where they are and bring them to the Father. And so we're going to see more pastors and women of God and men of God that will be a little bit bolder, more radical. They may not be dressed in your best suits, but they're going to carry the anointing and the power of God, and they'll be able to win the lost. And then as far as projects that I have, I'm right now currently getting ready to release a project called Promises, and it has the best of Todd Delaney. So any song that you've ever loved of Todd Delaney, moments of worship, you're going to love this project. This project is loaded with the power of God. And then later on in the year, myself, now this is only in the talks, but myself and Israel Houghton have been talking about us going on tour together in the back half of the year. That's a dream of mine, to be able to have a night where we just release the power of God and we go back and forth. One of his songs, one of my songs, one of his songs. I think that we'll have a night that people will never forget.
Oh. Most definitely, Todd. That night will be awesome. Just having you and Israel, wow.
Absolutely. Oh, fantastic, man. I certainly hope that comes to pass, man.
Yeah, wow. Me too.
And throw New Breed in there as well, man. You guys would be
That's right.
Wow, man.
Yeah, man, that should be an awesome night, man. You guys keep working on that, and I'm sure that a lot of people will support that, man. Good stuff.
It's been a while since we let you know that you were picked to become the next James Bond. You know,
wow. You know,
a mango and blueberry protein smoothie. shaking not stirred, you know.
The decision, that could be me. That could be me, Mike.
Well, that decision before the pick is coming up. It's getting closer now that Amazon has bought the James Bond franchise, you may know.
Really?
Yes. So hopefully Bond will be okay. But I know
you. I hope so. I hope they make some new ones.
Yes, sir. Well, I know you're with worship music and definitely don't stop that, man. But, I mean, come on, man. That's a perfect fit, man.
I heard a little maybe
Jeff Bezos recently contacted you and is waiting for an answer from you. I don't know. Boy, that's something else, man. That's how smooth you are, man. That's how just articulate you are. That's how you know, connected you are to people, man. Yeah, man.
I'm in tears.
Yeah, man. James Bond starring Todd Delaney.
I'm in tears, Mike.
Wow, man. Well, you know, you're a professional baseball player in the New York Mets organization before you retired there early to do gospel music. You could do your own stunts and everything.
Well, I'm getting a little old now, man. Those knees don't do what they do.
Oh, come on, man. You could jump out of the plane into the eye of a hurricane, man. Come on.
Oh, God.
You're tired.
Oh, God, I'm in tears.
Todd, in all seriousness, though, we know that you're very, very busy. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go, though, bro?
Oh, man, Mike, thank you so much, man. Always, you always look out for me, and we've had some of the best discussions. This one takes the cake, though, with James Bond, and I am in tears. I just really appreciate you.
Oh, man, well, that's something to consider in the future, man, and I'm telling you, you're not too old.
For real, Todd, you are still young, and you are an amazing gospel artist and baseball player, so Mike got you on this one, bro. But anyway, I know you got to run, so thanks for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show, and we wish you all the best, Mr. Baseball Player.
Just keep up the great work, man, and thanks for joining us. Todd Delaney.
Oh, man, thanks a lot for always looking out for me, Mike D and Landlord. Thank you. To all the people in the islands, Africa, abroad, you guys know I love you and miss you. Cannot wait to be on the ground there and worship with you again.
Todd Delaney has his new song, Proverbs 3. A song can't get any closer to the word than being the word. And Proverbs 3 is sounding good from Todd Delaney. People are getting a few new songs from Todd's upcoming album entitled Promises. It's really a greatest hits album with also some new songs on there. Todd told me he put like 27 or something songs on there. I think back in the day they used to call that a double album or a double CD or something. Proverbs 3, the latest from Todd Delaney. And we want to thank Todd for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Todd Delaney, man, he be doing it.
Mike, you are absolutely correct. You know, Todd Delaney is truly a powerhouse in the gospel industry. He always delivers passionate worship with a sound that inspires and uplifts believers all over the world. And it's always great having him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next, all the way from Detroit, we've got Kate Miss with one of his latest songs entitled You Are. Turn up the volume and check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show.
Do you love him? Do you love him?
Yes, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Can't Miss has got a groove sounding good in the neighborhood. All in the name of Jesus Christ, landlord.
Mike, You Are is a song giving glory to God, recognizing His presence and His works. You know, it's all about worship for the Detroit born that goes by the name of Can't Miss. You know, he started singing from he was 8 years old, growing up in a home where gospel music was always played by his dad and his mom. And he couldn't miss just loving and enjoying the sweet gospel music. And he's working on a new project, and I want you guys to look out for more coming from the one and only Can't Miss. All right? Okay, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, somebody once said, life isn't about just finding yourself. Life also is about creating yourself.
For real, Mike, you know, life isn't just about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. Trust God, take action, and walk into your purpose. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the international gospel artist, Todd Delaney, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next from out of the Bahamas, he is the director of music at Bahamas Faith Ministry. He is the CEO of the Elevations Award and so much more. He just released a new song entitled, This Is My Year. You know, this tune here is really on fire, man. Trust me, this tune here, bud, and I'm loving it. You know, it got that Afrobeat vibe, and that message alone is very inspiring and uplifting. You know, his name is Vincent McDonald, but everyone knows him as V-Mac. And I want you guys to check out his latest song entitled, This Is My Year, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Hey, na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na. Yeah. It's my year, it's my year. It's my year, it's my year, it's my year, it's my year. Blessings all over me, yeah, 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 yeah. Blessings all over me, yeah, 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 yeah. It's my year, it's my year, it's my year. It's my year. Hand up, my Father, covering me. Yeah. Nobody can test me, no. No. Nobody can block me, no. No, no, no. Walking in authority, I got the victory, so I will declare.
It's my year, it's my year, it's my year. It's my year, it's my year, it's my year. Blessings all over me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything I want is blessed. Everything I need is blessed. All of my needs he will supply, cause my God is simply the best. See, yes, I'm a sinner, but I'm also a winner. And my God is greater. I got the power, so I will declare.
See if anybody want to have church. Come on, clap your hands right there. Come on, I need you to have some church. Come on, clap your hands.
One way.